I'm huddled in my oversized cardigan, with half of my blonde hair pulled up in a messy knot and a romance novel in my hands. It goes without saying that I'm in no way prepared mentally or physically to face the most notorious member of Clement University's beloved basketball team. Vincent Knight is fearsome. He looks far more like an ex-mafia romantic lead in my novel than a college athlete, except, maybe, for the sling supporting his arm and the bulky brace wrapped around his wrist. "Hi," I blurt. "Can I help you?" A muscle in Vincent's jaw ticks. His right hand, the one not cradled in the sling, is clenched so tightly around his student ID it must be carving into his palm.
"I need some 19th century British poetry."
The timbre of his voice, lowered to a library-appropriate volume, cuts through the quiet and hits me squared in the chest. I suppress a shiver. "Sure. That'll be on the second floor. If you take a right when you get out of the elevator and follow the signs, it's all the way back by the..." Vincent cuts me off.
"Can you give me any specific books?"
The tinge of annoyance dripping from the words pale in comparison to what I see during finals, when a combination of sleep deprivation and desperation brings out the worst in humanity. My face burns as I roll my chair forward and shut the book, pressing the cover down into my lap and praying that Vincent Knight can't read upside down.
"Our overnight librarian is actually out right now,"
I tell him in my most polite customer service voice.
"Do you want to wait for her to get back, or..."
"Are you not qualified?"
My mouth shuts abruptly at his curt tone. There's really no reason why one brooding basketball player should make me feel like I'm melting with embarrassment in my seat because he needs a reading recommendation.